What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2019, middle of the week day, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday, and whatever fate has in store for all of us. Not that I believe in fate. I think predestination was doomed from the start. Anyway, let's get into it. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to just grab that phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So let's get right on into it. And we are still seeing, and we'll continue to see for quite some time, the fallout from the Robert Mueller report. And basically, you know, a lot of people are still coming to grips with this. A lot of the liberals, a lot of the corporate media, they're trying to deal with this and find some way to restore their reputation, their credibility, or just, you know, they're off in their little safe rooms with their Play-Doh and their bubble wrap and whatever it is that they're doing. But you know, this was this thrilling conspiracy theory. That's what it was. It was a conspiracy theory that the highest levels of the U.S. government had been infiltrated by the Kremlin. And it had no truth to it at all. I mean, our government has been infiltrated by Israel at its highest level. No question about that. But hey, no big deal about that. But those Russian, you know, Israeli infiltration is good and Russian infiltration, that's bad. So anyway, the left is really struggling with this thing. And the biggest problem facing the corporate elites, whether it's corporate media or the corporations that back the liberals, is how to emerge from this crisis with their power and reputations intact. Good luck on that last one. Now you've got, basically, Russiagate was never about substance. It's about who gets to image manage the story. And the leaders of the Democratic Party are less terrified of Trump and what he represents than they are of we the people and what we might do now that we understand how much they have rigged the political and economic system to their permanent advantage. And there probably is the biggest lesson out of Russiagate. The extent to which we're being lied to. I used to hold up ClimateGate as an example of a wide-ranging conspiracy to defraud the people. Well, ClimateGate just got pushed down to second place, and Russiagate, that's it. Look how many people took part in this massive lie. All of the corporate media, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, all the Democrats, just churning it and churning it and churning it, and they were just out for blood here. And now it's over. And the news media and the national security state, the intelligence agencies, Democrats, have a lot to answer for. So let's see. Tar, check. Feathers, check. Rope, check. Rails, check. Yep, about time to do that. Rudy Giuliani is demanding that Cuomo apologize for the collusion hype. Good luck on that one. You're not going to see any of these people apologize. I mean, look at Zucker over at CNN. No, we were doing our job right. You know, we have nothing to apologize for. But Giuliani is saying, we need to find out who is responsible. And he's absolutely right about that. I never thought I would agree with Giuliani on anything. But he's absolutely right. Now, I think probably a lot of people who were caught up in the Russiagate narrative acted in good faith. They actually believed it was true. They were lied to. They wanted to believe the lie, which doesn't excuse them believing the lie. But they got lied to. What we're looking for are the people who said, let's come up with this phony story about how Russia helped Trump win the election so we can explain away why Hillary was unable to win the most rigged election in recent history, which is basically what we're talking about here. All right. Rand Paul wants Obama officials investigated for inventing the Russian conspiracy hoax. And yes, they may have had a part of it. And apparently Clapper is crumbling. We may start to be seeing the unwinding of all of this, the unwinding of the deep state. James Clapper was on CNN saying that Obama was the one who ordered the investigation into the Trump campaign. Well, the finger pointing has begun, by golly, and may it endure forever, or at least until we get all the bad guys here. Jerome Corsi is opting to continue his legal fight against Mueller and fellow prosecutors with a bar complaint for prosecutorial misconduct and a $350 million lawsuit. They have to pay for this, Corsi told the Washington Examiner on Monday. Yes, he should do this. You know, it's the GOP's turn and pat. The liberals had their shot. The Russiagate people had their shot. The corporate media had their shot. Now it is time for payback. And we're not talking about revenge here, because revenge can be a waste of time. We're talking about setting a precedent so that nobody in the future dares lie to the American people to this extent ever again. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're talking about the continuing fallout from the release of the Mueller report, and how the lefties are still desperate to hang on to it. And we know there was collusion. We believe there was collusion. Miss Cleo told me there was. Here. Okay, over in Rachel Maddow land, her ratings have dropped 20% over the last 2 days. Well, why not? The release of the Mueller report proved that she shamelessly deceived her audience for more than 2 years. And Rachel Maddow, I mean, she was the Russia hoax queen. She was Grand Central Station for all the stories about Russia collusion here. And so she's lost 20% of her audience so far. She may continue to lose more of her audience, because I'm sure her viewers right now are going to be watching her and saying, well, let's see, she lied to us shamelessly about Trump's Russia collusion. Are we sure she's telling us the truth about whatever it is she's talking about at that moment? That's going to be the big problem here. Now, out here in Hawaii, we have a senator, Mazie Hirono, and she's out there saying that Putin must be really happy about the Mueller investigation finding no conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia, and basically went on to attack the idea that there's a cozy relationship between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. There used to be. You know, we were getting along good with Russia. This whole Russiagate hoax has damaged our relationship with Russia for the long term. And I don't think Putin and Trump are buddy-buddy anymore. But Hirono, who's unwilling to let go of it, is out there saying, you know, this friendship between Trump and Putin, it's not good for our country. Now, remember, this is from the same senator who did not know it's illegal for immigrants to step across our border without permission. So I wouldn't give her too much weight on this one. Now, here's an interesting little question, and it came out of Zero Hedge. Did Mueller know there was no Trump-Russia collusion before the midterms? Now, you think about that, because the Democrats were campaigning on Russiagate, you know, right up to the casting of the ballots in November. If Mueller had released his report before that, the GOP would still be in control of the House of Representatives. There's no question Russiagate influenced the election in the favor of the Democrats. Well, here's the follow-up, because apparently Justice Department insiders have basically confirmed that the special counsel team concluded in August of last year that there was no collusion, and they started winding down their investigation at that point. So Mueller finished the probe months before the midterms and kept silent while the Democrats swept the midterm elections. How sad for politics. How sad for meddling right there. We don't have to go to Russia to find meddling in our elections. Right there, Robert Mueller here. And so a lot of people are now starting to ask, after Google manipulated search results and the leftist media hawked the Russian collusion hoax, should we do the midterm elections all over again? It's not as absurd as you might think when you realize how much rigging there was, how many illegal immigrants were voting, how much election fraud there was. Yeah, I think we ought to have the midterms done over again and make sure no illegals vote. Make sure those machines aren't cheating. And basically remind everybody that Donald Trump, at least as far as the Russian collusion situation is concerned, he was innocent. Now, President Trump's personal lawyer, Jay Sekulow, is denying that Congress has a legitimate legislative interest in seeking the president's tax return. And so there's probably going to be another legal standoff over documents. And what's going on here? They don't know that there's anything there. This is more of the fishing expedition. The Democrats are just trying to move the goalposts. Okay, so the Russian collusion thing didn't work out. Let's talk about his tax returns. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about all this other stuff. Let's talk about health care. And they're still on the attack here. And, you know, I'm waiting to see what Trump is going to do. And, you know, remember the one time this was a huge embarrassment, Rachel Maddow got a leaked copy of one of Trump's tax returns, and that turned out to be a nothing burger. So, now, earlier, we were seeing all these Democrats who are out there screaming for the full Mueller report to be released, just screaming for it. Well, apparently, they're flipping. Apparently, word has leaked on out that there is stuff in the Mueller report that touches the Obamas and the Clintons. Remember that William Barr made that oblique reference about criminal referrals to some of the Clinton people. So now all of a sudden they're saying, no, where the voters aren't interested. Apparently Elizabeth Warren was being interviewed by Stephen Colbert and said, basically, she supports its release, but it's not the primary focus of voters, especially in the early primary state of New Hampshire. Well, I have a lot of family in New Hampshire. It's where I grew up. And yeah, they're interested in the full report. So when are we going to go after all these social media monopolies which censored everybody that was out there saying, we doubt the collusion story? They were trying to silence us. They were violating our right to freedom of speech. And of course, the liberals are out there saying, well, they're a private company. They can do business with whoever they want. Mind you, these are the same liberals who go ballistic when a baker refuses to make a gay wedding cake. Little double standard there. So you have this Facebook, Google, big media, this Orwellian, authoritarian, totalitarian dictatorship that has been imposed on all of us for the last 2 years. And Trump needs to do something about that. We who had the truth were being silenced while the lies were just being force-fed to you from that corporate media. And the corporate media is now sitting there trying to figure out, what are we going to do now? You know, they actually thought the Mueller report was going to have something in there leading to impeachment, and they had their new schedule already laid out into the future about, well, today we're going to cover this, and that day we're going to interview this person, and we're going to get a panel together on that day, and it's not happening. So apparently MSNBC's ratings overall have fizzled. And what's really interesting is that several hours before Barr's letter was released, former intelligence officer Malcolm Nance predicted on MSNBC the report could technically eclipse Benedict Arnold in its level of treasonous activity. Wrong, Malcolm. Guess you're not really a good intelligence officer, are you? Donald Trump is saying, I think this is probably the most consequential media screw-up of the last 25 to 50 years. He is correct about the scale and scope of it, but he's wrong about it being a screw-up. This was not a screw-up. This was intentional. This was a plan. This was literally an attempted media coup d'etat against the sitting president of the United States of America. And mind you, I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump, but I believe in protecting the process. And what the corporate media did to Donald Trump, what the Democrats did to Donald Trump, what the Department of Justice and the FBI did to Donald Trump are all wrong. So, remember Cheryl Atkinson? She used to be a CBS reporter, Emmy Award winner, and she basically got kicked off of CBS because she went rogue. She wouldn't toe the storyline. And so now she's written an op-ed for The Hill this week, and she says it's time for the media and the FBI to apologize to Trump and a whole lot of other people. And she basically pointed out members of the intelligence community and the corporate media have damaged themselves because they allowed themselves to be politically weaponized. And that's exactly what happened. Now, over at The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald alleges he was banned from MSNBC. And, well, we know what that feels like here. Apparently, MSNBC banned him and other left-wing journals with very high journalistic credentials because of their coverage of the Mueller probe. So apparently, they weren't left-wing enough. CNN's Jeff Zucker is still out there being unapologetic for 2 years of CNN's Russia-Trump collusion story and saying that he's entirely comfortable with CNN's coverage. And continues to say, look, we're reporters and journalists. We're not investigators. Well, Jeff, if you're not investigators, then you're not reporters. You are stenographers. That's what you are. You're simply transcribing what the politicians told you. Anyway. Okay, the Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee said he'll summon Attorney General William Barr before the panel to explain concerning discrepancies in the Justice Department's decision not to pursue obstruction charges against President Donald Trump. See, they've moved the goalposts again. You know, forget collusion. Now we've got obstruction. How can you have obstruction of justice when a crime did not occur? That's really the issue here. Mueller said there was no collusion. Trump and his people didn't do anything. How can there be obstruction if there wasn't a crime? And Mueller never said that he or any of his people were obstructed. They're trying to make another mountain out of a molehill. And again, they're going to try and ride it into the 2020 elections here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Don in the Philippines. Aloha, Don. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, it's hard to figure out what's going on with Trump. maybe we're gonna have to wait until maybe 8 years from now. Oliver Stone will make the movie about Trump, like he did with JFK and with Nixon and all that. Maybe we'll finally figure out what's going on. But Trump said he hinted about a. 6 months, or maybe 4 months ago, he hinted that he's going to release those documents unredacted, which he hasn't done yet. He hasn't released the FISA warrant, the full FISA warrants.
Yeah, we need to get that stuff out there. Anyway, listen, Don, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to Don in the Philippines, of course, because of the promo that just played here, once again, Republic Broadcasting is asking for your help. And I want to start off, first of all, by thanking everybody who has donated. And I understand from Mike in the control room that there was an increase in donations following our little technical hiccup that we had earlier in the month. And it means that people are recognizing we're running right on the edge here. I mean, this stuff is being held together with duct tape and baling wire. You know, each new equipment failure is basically a disaster. And again, it's something to think about, you know, that all these people, for the last 2 years, all this corporate media that fed you that constant lie of Russiagate, Trump and Russia working together, Trump betrayed the country. They got lots of money, not as much as they used to have because they've lost a lot of their audience, but they've got money. They got lots of equipment. You know, they've got spares on the shelf. If something breaks, they just slap in a spare and they stay on the air. We don't have that luxury. Every failure of a mixer board or a computer can just take us right off the air or off the net. That's how serious it is. So please keep those donations coming. And the postal address where you can send a cash, or rather, check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during normal business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And the network thanks you. And remember, we are the people's media. We're not the corporate media. We are the people's media. We are your media. And we need your help to keep going. So thank you very much. Okay, back to Don in the Philippines. And we're talking about where Trump was saying he was going to release these FISA documents, and he hasn't. Now would be a good time to do it. And again, yeah. I'm going to give him a couple of weeks. But I'm waiting to see what Donald Trump is going to do now that the Mueller report is out and all of his enemies have been shown to be liars. And I know there's these other investigations that are going on. But right now, Trump is triumphant in the eyes of the American people. And now is his time to basically move on these things.
Well, he said, I think he hinted before that it would be more advantageous politically for him to wait. Maybe he's waiting until just before the elections, the 2020 elections, because and then he'll just dump everything right then, and so he can actually, then there'll be a fresh in people's mind when they go to vote. That's what he kind of hinted that he was going to do. It'd be better for him to wait for a while before.
I disagree, but because by 2020. The FISA story is going to be ho-hum in the eyes of the American people. Right now, the American people, you know, are outraged at having been lied to. And now is the moment where more of the lies need to be exposed to sort of capitalize on the situation. Trump needs to exploit this moment.
Yeah, you would hope so, but Trump is hard to figure out. It's hard to figure out anything he does, but, I mean, people think he was pretty good for playing it cool and letting this, and he was, and because now he's triumphant with the since the report came out and he's vindicated. But on the other hand, he could have just fired Mueller from the beginning and fired Rosenstein and fired, you know, then he could have got back. He could have fired everybody, but he didn't do that. So you know, it's hard to figure out Trump. That's
he
why
didn't need
got
to.
Away for,
he didn't need to.
No, he didn't need you to, know, but he obvious... wasted all this time just wasting. Around.
Well, basically, you know, had he fired, I mean, look at the fury that they threw at him for firing James Comey, who was clearly incompetent and clearly not doing his job relative to Hillary Clinton and the email server scandal. So had Trump fired Mueller, they would have brought up Archibald Cox and Richard Nixon and that whole mess. So Trump just let him go. He basically right. gave them enough rope where they've hanged themselves now. And so right now, when the American people are on his side and against the corporate media and the Democrats, now's the time to really push and get more of this stuff exposed.
Well, he can do whatever he wants. He's the president. But, yeah, like I said, we're just going to have to wait till he's dead, till he's out of office and Oliver Stone makes the movie, then we'll be able to figure it out. I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we do have more callers waiting on the line, but I'm not going to take them until after this next commercial break here. This is Trump's moment. This is the first time in his administration where he is politically on top, and he should take advantage of it. And like I said, I'm going to give him about 2 weeks to see what he's going to do. And if he doesn't do anything, then he's a one-term president. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Art off the grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, we don't have much around here in the line talk radio, so basically what we got is Glenn Beck for 3 hours and then Rush Limbaugh for 3 hours. But I find it interesting how Rush Limbaugh can go 3 days straight and basically talk about nothing except the Mueller report. I find this very interesting. But since this seems to be a big topic for everybody right now, let me ask you a question. And I'm not really a big fan of Rush Limbaugh, but he did lay out a scenario for people to consider. And so I want to kind of throw this at you, and then follow up with something else that kind of ties into this as well. Consider the hypothetical: if you, Mike, let's say for whatever the scenario is, let's say you push a narrative that Iran is doing something, okay?
Yeah.
And for 2 years, it's Iran's doing this. Trust me, people. I've got inside information. I've got trusted sources that are telling me that this is going to happen and Iran's going to suffer the consequences. At the end of 2 years, the bottom fell out, just like the Mueller report here. What would you do? What do you think the listeners do? They probably, a lot of them would tune out. And what would you do, being a man of honor, which I believe you are, First of all, I believe you would be incredibly outraged that these people that you trusted had misled you to that degree. And on top of that, I'm sure you would come on air, again, being a man of honor, which I believe you to be, and deeply apologize and beg forgiveness of your listeners. Now, I believe that to be the case with you and most of the people on RBN. But when we look at the mainstream media, where are the apologies? Now, given that, let's remember back to the Kavanaugh hearings. There were people who were asking Congress to investigate Brett Kavanaugh. And Congress repeatedly said, we are not an investigating agency. That's not what we do. But yet, after the Mueller report didn't give them what they want, now all of a sudden Congress wants to investigate. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I thought you weren't an investigative agency.
Yeah. And Congress, I mean, there can be congressional investigations into, you know, the government itself. But again, you have to ask the question, they're edging very close to that separation of powers doctrine. But at this point, everybody is so rabid to get Donald Trump. The rules don't matter anymore. In fact, a lot of them don't even know the rules. You know, I keep going back to Mazie Hirono not knowing that it's illegal for an immigrant to step across our border without permission. Some of these people are really very clueless, and you have to wonder, you know, by what means do they wind up running this country?
Well, I think a lot of it, we have to look at, look at the people that are doing the voting. But,
Well, I would say we have to look at the people doing the vote rigging.
Well, yeah, that too. But I just find it amazing how, you know, when it's one thing, it's one way. When it's something else, it's completely flipped on its head. And nobody seems to know anything about what anybody's doing anymore. And it's like there are no apologies. There's no regret. These people have no shame whatsoever. They're just plain and simple out to destroy anyone and everyone who does not agree with them. And I bet you if you disagreed with them on the shade of green of the grass, they would probably look to politically destroy you simply because you disagree with the shade of green. I mean, this
yes.
is how these people have gotten.
Yeah, it's rather, how should I put this? It's saddening. It's almost heartbreaking to see this government this factionalized. But if my prediction of a Soviet Union style collapse is correct, this is one of the stages we have to go through. It does seem like the infighting is continuing, and we have part of the system is going to back off and say, okay, we blew it with Russiagate, but then you have all these others who are out there saying we must go on, you know, that we're going to just keep on going here. Apparently, Representative Eric Swalwell continues to insist that the Steele dossier is absolute fact. He's still, yes, Trump did these things. He did all these things with these hookers in Moscow. You know, none of it's been disproven. Well, of course, you can't prove a negative anyway.
Right.
What's missing, of course, is substantiation. But, I mean, that's how desperate they are. You know, I have this Steele dossier, and, you know, it's absolutely factual.
Yep, it is. And it's just amazing. And, you know, let's not forget, Pravda did say that we are going to get to see the United States go through the exact same thing that happened to Soviet Russia due to its own hubris.
Yep.
So, I mean, whoever thought that Pravda, of all, I don't know, call it a news agency, if you will, whatever, of all publications, Pravda got this right. Hey, thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hi. I want to make a simple but very subjective point about the social psychology of the left. And I find this among the left-leaning people, Democrats I know, and it's true even of highly intelligent people with advanced degrees, sometimes especially them, and it's just a simple observation that they seem to be highly motivated by peer pressure, like they're afraid to, like no matter how factual your facts are, you know, when you present them, They have a dyed in the wool, my mind's made up, don't confuse me with a facts attitude, but they seem to be very much like insecure adolescents at a junior high school cafeteria table. They're terrified of saying anything that might get them kicked out of the cool kids table. And
well, you're absolutely right about that. And yeah, it does pervade academia. And unfortunately, one of the reasons why our science is, I think, lagging behind the rest of the world is that the process of getting a college degree, for example, in the sciences, an advanced degree rather, is that you basically have to pledge fealty to previous generations' conclusions. If somebody was going out for a PhD and challenged the Big Bang Theory, they'd never get their degree. And they know that going on in. So they're going to try and find some way to resolve all the numerous contradictions and paradoxes within the current theory. And even if they don't succeed, yes, he's a believer. He believes in the Big Bang. Yes, here is your degree. Here's your diploma.
Right. Right. Well, and I'm sure that the right wing has its peccadilloes and faults and you know, problems. But like the left also, there's this pervasive sense of a pseudo-intellectuality with the left, too. Like someone
yes.
who's really doesn't have that much on the ball thinks that by affiliating with left, it makes them, we're the intellectual-sided party.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And the reason for that is very simple. When liberalism first got going, it was the intellectual crowd. It was basically on college campuses and so forth. And, they made no bones about the fact, we are smart, we have education, and we've got plans for the country. And you're absolutely right. People who don't have a lot of marbles, who are not quite Mensa material, if you will, or whose college degree is in, art history major or something like that, they say, I'm a liberal, therefore I'm intellectually superior to all the conservatives around me. And, I've met people like that. We have a friend of ours who's a liberal, who's absolutely convinced of her intellectual superiority, even though from my point of view, it's not quite there.
Yeah, I mean, people would have trouble following the recipe on a box of brownies, I'm like, you don't know much. But anyway, but this cool kids table thing, this peer pressure motivation and this terror of admitting to anything, no matter, I mean, evidence, like this is all, Trump himself said, bring out the whole report, make the whole report available, I think they need to do that. But
I agree.
Even when presented with all these evidence of all this lying that's gone on, many they don't react with horror that the people have departed from the truth. They react with horror that their lie has been exposed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, look at the outrage. And we're talking about, Americans, I think should be relieved that, first of all, this is all over, and maybe breathe a sigh of relief that Trump wasn't selling out our country to Russia. But no, the reaction is, we have to find something else, and just this foaming hatred at the mouth.
Right, right. Not to mention the flaming hypocrisy associated with the election interference thing, coming from all the objection about this meddling in the elections, coming from a country that regime changes nations all over the world.
Absolutely. And plus, of course, the fact that the growing awareness among the American people that our political system is being meddled with on a massive scale by Israel. And, if Russia had any influence in the 2016 elections, it was microscopic, ineffectual. Nobody can really document it happened. It's based on the idea that some people in Russia were posting to social media. That's basically it. And
to quote Deep Throat, if you follow the money about who's greasing the skids on campaign donations, that's a little more conclusive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Follow the money.
All right, Mike. That's all I had. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. So getting into the war zones here, Mike Pompeo has requested $500 million to finance regime change in Venezuela. And they're not even trying to hide it again. This is the United States saying, we, the exceptional nation, have a right to go into other countries, you know, overthrow the legitimate elected government and impose puppet rule. Just deal with it. Now, of course, for most of us, this idea of the U.S. going into Venezuela and overthrowing their legitimate elected government sounds like meddling. And then, of course, you have Mike Pompeo out there saying, well, Russia needs to get on out. We won't tolerate their meddling in Venezuela here. So the message we're getting from the administration is that our meddling is good and Russia's meddling is bad. And that's all you dumb American voters need to keep thinking about, because that's what they think you are. They think you are really, really dumb and you're going to fall for all of this stuff. All right. Venezuela got hit with a third blackout. This one did not last as long because apparently Venezuela's electric grid much more quickly. But Moscow is out there saying that basically they're convinced this is Western sabotage. And part of the problem is that these electrical substations use equipment manufactured in Canada, which means the United States government can go up to Canada and get all the algorithms and software and vulnerabilities in order to target the Venezuelan power grid. And there's an object lesson for the rest of the world. If the U.S. can do it to Venezuela, they can probably do it to you. So now is the time to start hardening your electrical system in terms of interactions with the net. And I understand with a distributed electrical system, you have to rely on the internet for portions of it to talk to each other. Okay. So basically, there was a new attack on Venezuela's electric grid. Power was restored in most parts of Venezuela within just hours. Okay, apparently Juan Guaido, who is still driving around Caracas, was actually attacked by citizen passerbys. He was leaving the offices of the National Assembly, and this was not an organized protest. It was just people in the street recognized who he was and came on up and just started pounding on his car. He's not popular. Any idea that this guy represents the new face of Venezuela as seen by the Venezuelan people? No. And interestingly enough, he no longer has status as a representative to the National Assembly. So interesting development here. Now, Donald Trump is out there thumping his chest and warning that Russia must get out of Venezuela and all options are on the table. And he's responding to these two plane loads of Russian troops, which are in Latin America, under the terms of a 2001 cooperation treaty. So Trump is talking tough, saying all options are open when it comes to getting Russia out of Venezuela. I seem to recall something similar being said about all options are open about getting Russia out of Syria. How did that work out? Mike Pence is calling on Russia to withdraw its support of Maduro and stand with Juan Guaido. Well, okay, Donald. Okay, Mike. Here are your rifles. Here are your parachutes. Here are your day-glow orange jumpsuits left over from the CIA torture centers. Watch your heads climbing into that transport plane, and we're going to call Maduro and tell him you two are on your way to whip his butt all by yourselves. But the American people, we're tired of war. We've had enough of wars. We've had enough of seeing our country rot away from neglect because all the money is spent on bombs and bullets and weapons. We're going to sit this one out. So you two toddle off and have some fun here. Over in Pakistan, their prime minister is accusing India of having caught war hysteria. Now, things have calmed down since this recent incident following the terror attack on the caravan of Indian soldiers. But the tensions are still high. And with weeks left before this crucial election, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata have been upping the belligerent rhetoric. They're campaigning on war with Pakistan. trying to appear to be strong before the voters take to the polls. So, yeah, it sounds like war hysteria. There is this think tank, the Institute for Gulf Affairs, and their founder and director, Professor Ali Al-Ahmad, in an interview in Sputnik, said the Yemen war is doomed to rage on after 4 years of conflict. It's not stopping. And the headline said it's a civil war. It is not a civil war. This is the U.S. trying to reimpose the puppet ruler the Yemenites threw off. That's what's going on in Yemen. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slows circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've heard a lot of commentary about this Russia thing.
And the thing that I'm not hearing enough of, but people should be talking more about, are the Republicans, the never-Trumpers, the guys like Lamar Alexander and Croker and John McCain, who couldn't get in front of the microphone fast enough and accuse the president of treason. Guys like that Burr, the Senate investigator, who would talk about the Russians getting involved in our election every chance he could, just feeding into the frenzy. I mean, the Democrats, as crazy as they are the opposition. But it was the never-Trumpers, the neocons, the guys that didn't like Trump, that really fed into it. Remember the 17 intelligence agencies saying Russia interfered in our election? All that just helped to demonize Trump and make him appear
actually,
to be...
Actually, Joe, that claim that all 17 intelligence agencies said Russia interfered in our election, that was also fake news, and the intelligence agencies came on out and said, no, we never said any of that. So,
well, that came right from Hillary Clinton, but it was repeated by...
Wow, Hillary Clinton, there's the authoritative source.
Yeah, but once again, it gets to my point about the Republicans just going along like megaphones, you know, amplifying the lie and the fraud against Trump. It just goes to show that the Trump's major enemy isn't really the Democrats. It's really the deep state, and it's the intelligence agencies, and it's the never-Trumpers. It's guys like William Kristol and Jonah Goldberg, all these people that really hate populism. They're all in the bankers' pockets. I mean, why do you think Russia, they demonize Russia? It's just because Russia nationalized its banks and didn't let the oligarchs continue to rape the country. So, you know...
Okay, now, to be technically correct, Joe, to be technically correct, Russia did not nationalize the banks. They took control of them, but the banks are still owned by their original owners. So let's strive for a little accuracy here.
Well, that might be true, but they did take control of them. I mean, that's better than, you know, you got to admit that the oligarchs, the Rothschilds, all the big banking families, they're really pissed about Putin coming in there and blowing their control of Russia. I mean,
well, that's absolutely true. I mean, that was the moment when Russia went from being this buddy-buddy with the United States to, you know, does not get a Christmas card list.
Yeah, and I just, like I said, as crazy as the Democrats are, I'm more mad at the Republicans. They've never defended this president. Whenever I called Lamar Alexander about something like, why don't you stand by Trump, this is all baloney, he'd send me like a letter about the Russian involvement in our election, which would have nothing to do with what I was asking him to do. But, you know, these people, like I said, Trump's really got to focus his anger, not just at the Democrats, but it's really the deep state Democrats and the deep state Republicans.
Well, it's the deep state in general, and yes, there's a lot of Republicans in there, and we should be angry with all of them. And you're absolutely correct. We shouldn't just focus on the Democrats. We should focus basically on everybody who pushed this Russiagate story, regardless of political party or affiliation. And especially, we're going to go after that corporate media. Anyway, listen, Joe, we got to let you go. We got to take a station identification break. Back with hour number two after these few words.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8255.
800-288-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.